Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, February 21st. The San Diego Zoo is celebrating another new arrival. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. The Imperial Beach City Council approved a resolution this week supporting a state bill that would fund wastewater infrastructure at the border. Senate Bill 10 would allow SANDAG to collect tolls from the Otay Mesa Port of Entry to fund cross-border pollution projects. Millions of gallons of untreated sewage and industrial waste discharges through the Tijuana River every day. The bill is pending consideration in the state Senate's Transportation Committee. County Supervisor Jim Desmond is proposing homeless sweeps he says will prevent wildfires. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors will discuss his proposal to clear homeless encampments in high-risk areas on red flag warning days. Desmond says several area fires in January originated in homeless encampments. San Diego FC kicks off its first MLS season Sunday. They'll face the LA Galaxy in Carson. The expansion side is led by Mexican international star Chucky Lozano. Another notable player is San Diego native Luca De La Torre, who has seen stints with the U.S. men's national team. SDFC's first home game will be at Snapdragon Stadium March 1st against St. Louis. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria is getting support from the city's largest employee union when it comes to budget cuts. Reporter John Carroll says the head of the San Diego Municipal Employees Association is now asking the mayor to go even further.
On Tuesday, the mayor said a first round of cuts would eliminate 30 vacant positions for a savings of nearly $5.5 million. But the city's budget shortfall is $258 million. San Diego Municipal Employees Association General Manager Michael Zucchet says it's time for the city to deal with a larger budgetary problem.
It is time to address what is known as the structural budget deficit, and that is the structural imbalance between what is promised in terms of services and what is coming in on the resource side. And it just doesn't match, and it's time to reconcile that.
Zucchet says there are about 1,500 unfilled positions in the city that should be eliminated before any layoffs. By law, the mayor is required to present a balanced budget to the city council by June. John Carroll, KPBS News.
After 19 accidents in 18 months at a roundabout on Coast Highway 101, the city of Encinitas is looking at ways to make it safer. But as reporter Alexander Nguyen tells us, residents have differing opinions on how.
As cars sneak through this intersection at Coast Highway and El Portal Street, there are signs of accidents at this relatively new roundabout. Broken cement on the curb, tire marks, and missing light poles.
So I have to ask, was the design not so good?
Scott Campbell is with the advocacy group Encinitas Citizen Review Panel. He thinks the radius of the roundabout is too tight, making it difficult for cars to go through safely. Rick Smith, who owns Leucadia Glass in that intersection, thinks there's a simpler answer.
On our Leucadia Boulevard and Encinitas Boulevard in Santa Fe, the roundabouts have a sign that says, yield to traffic and circle. We don't.
The city staff, however, don't think that the design is the issue, but rather one of driver inattention or driver error. Of the 19 accidents, 18 happened at night, and 12 of them involved drivers under the influence, according to a staff report. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
A local historian wanted to know what it was like to be Black and queer in San Diego 40 years ago. Reporter Katie Heisen says in the process, he found a hero.
When T.J. Talley began exploring the Lambda archives in the fall, he pulled boxes from the late 80s and early 90s. One person burst through the piles of papers and photographs and video.
Marty Mackey is a Spitfire, a tiny person, barely over 5 feet, big glasses.
Marty arrived in San Diego in 1988, at 38 years old. The story goes that her car broke down and she decided to stay for a little bit. Then she fell in love with the city and with Phyllis Jackson.
Phyllis was a dedicated mother and a brilliant activist herself, also a Black lesbian, and so they became quite a team.
By later that year, Marty was writing for a local gay and lesbian publication.
And Marty quickly becomes one of the most popular and controversial writers.
She called herself a member of the Anti-Fluff Brigade. She thought the U.S., San Diego especially, loved to highlight the positive, but glossed over all the work left to do. She wrote what sound like proverbs. Quote, keeping your mouth shut only makes you run your tongue around the bad taste inside. About the L.A. riots, I can forgive you only if your foot finally is released from my throat. People called her a troublemaker. She wrote, I mean, if you're stepping on my foot and I tell you to get off, should I be called a troublemaker for not letting you stand on my foot? The archives are filled with hate mail to Marty and her comebacks.
In response to a three-paragraph letter that was deeply white supremacist and said that Black people had no intellectual ability and had no business writing, she just simply wrote, I give it a D. It's got a beat, but you can't dance to it.
Marty also founded a group called Logadoo.
Lesbians and Gays of African Descent United.
Tally says it was the first formal organization of its kind locally.
Not only did Logadoo create a space for Black LGBTQ San Diegans to say, oh my God, I'm both of these things, right? But it also really took up space in Pride and in Hillcrest in general.
Logadoo ran a sober cafe at the Pride Parade. Connected people to resources for HIV, AIDS, and drug addiction, held what they called rap sessions for Black LGBT San Diegans to talk.
They're like, look, it's been hard here. How do I navigate racism at the bars? How do I navigate employment?
Two of their members marshaled the 1990 Pride Parade, and Marty put on a show about Black LGBT life at the Lyceum Theater downtown. Big moments of visibility for a tiny demographic in San Diego. In 1991, Pride named her Woman of the Year.
It is shocking to think that in 4 years she could do all that.
Just 4 years after arriving, in August 1992, Marty's weekly column disappears from the Lambda archives. Fundraisers for her medical bills begin appearing in October. In December, obituaries. She died of cancer at 42.
One of the things that's hardest about being a historian in the archives is that you get very invested in the people you read about. And there is this moment when you keep following and you accidentally move a month ahead and then there's nothing. And someone that you have grown to care about is no longer there. I came here to do, you know, an investigative historical thought about what it meant to be Black and queer in San Diego. And I found a hero. What is wild about that is that Marty would be wildly uninterested in any of this, right? She would look at me and be like, all right, so what are you doing? Is it better? No, still got wars? They still racist out here? Okay, well then stop praising me and go get to it.
Tally says Marty's words still resonate.
There is something deeply reassuring and also so horrifying that most of the things that she wrote about are unchanged.
He says the renewed push for social justice in 2020 gave hope that
we could talk about stuff and people would listen. But I think in the last 5 years, we may have gotten a little fatigue.
He says with the inauguration of President Donald Trump, people may feel that era is over.
My administration has taken action to abolish all discriminatory diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense.
I think Marty would say, oh, so people listened for a minute and then they got tired. Work is still the same.
As the new administration recognizes only two genders, bans trans people from serving in the military, and ends federal diversity initiatives, Tally leans on Marty.
I am overwhelmed that I am just one person and I am deeply flawed. But so is Marty Mackey, and maybe that gives me hope.
When the digital archive opens to the public in April, Tally hopes it will make others feel less alone, too. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
There's a new baby in the San Diego Zoo's Australian Outback exhibit. Reporter Melissa May tells us about the first joy to be born at the zoo in 2 years.
Anala just turned 7 months old on Valentine's Day, so she's starting to venture out with her mom, Adori.
Anala means place of rest or peace. We thought that was pretty good. Yeah, it's from the area in Queensland, Australia.
Wildlife care specialist Jennifer Mall says koalas can give birth once a year, but the zoo paused the breeding program for the last 2 years.
We decided that we were going to hold off on breeding for a little bit just due to the fact of how many koalas we do have. We have the largest colony of koalas or group of koalas outside of Australia.
Mall says the best time to see a Nala in person is breakfast time. That's right when the zoo opens between 9 and 10 a.m. Melissa May, KPBS News.
The first South Bay Zine Fest takes place Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Illusion Hall in Chula Vista. Reporter Julia Dixon-Evans has the details.
Zines are handmade booklets by independent artists and writers. Popularized in the punk and DIY art movements of the 70s and 80s, they're still thriving. Now, Chula Vista has its own new zine fest. Founder Maxwell Scheller says curiosity is at the heart of what makes a zine great.
I say curiosity, and we ask, what do these people have to say? Why do they put so much effort into, putting this on paper and getting it printed? This is just something that gets us thinking.
Sunday's event features dozens of creators and panel discussions and is free and open to all ages. Julia Dixon-Evans, KPBS News.
This weekend's weather looks to be about perfect. The National Weather Service says to expect clear skies and highs in the mid-70s, while lows will be in the 50s. That's it for the podcast today. This week's podcast was produced by Andrew Dreyer, Brendan Tucinardi, and Laura McCaffrey. It's edited by Brooke Ruth. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and enjoy the nice weather this weekend.